So would you say the weather is, if it was cloudy and then got better, would you say the weather was changing or turning?
Oh yeah. We got a change in the weather.
Okay. If it's been cloudy, like during the morning, okay, if it's been like cloudy in the morning, and then the clouds pull away, would you say the weather's beginning to clear up?
Oh yeah. We're having a break, a clearing of the weather.
Uh huh. Okay. So, when we were talking about when you got to go work in the fields, would you say you got up before sun up, or?
Well, we get up at 5 o'clock of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, back in those day and time, we didn't know nothing about government time. All we knew about was God's time.
That's right.
It's the sunrise and the sunset. That's what went by, and we got up at 5 o'clock every morning, and got out and went to work. First thing we do, we'd get up and go and feed our horses, get them ready to go to the plow.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we'd get that done and get back to the house, Mother would have breakfast ready. We'd all sit down and eat. And many a morning when that 6 o'clock whistle blew at Cornet there, I was plowing. Brother, there was two horses going. And the other boys had their hoes and was hoeing corn or whatever we had to do there, don't you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd go to let it get real hot. And then we'd knock off. But one thing we had to do, if we left our plow at the end of the row in the field, was to carry that harness in and put it under the shed. That collar, horse collar, better be put in the shade.
Mm-hmm. Was it leather?
Yeah, it was leather.
Uh-huh.
And my father always said they had different grades of collars. Good, bad, and indifferent. He always said that if a horse was worth a collar, he was worth a good one. And he bought the best collars he could buy. But that collar better not be hanging on that through the hot sun out there.
Mm-hmm.
It better go to the shelter and go in the shade.
Mm-hmm. Would it crack or something?
Oh yes. It'd just dry out. You know what sun will do to leather.
Uh-huh.
And he kept those collars oiled. And so, that was one thing that my father done. He was slow. He didn't talk much. I get my talking from my mother's side. But with we boys, as many old butt-headed boys as he had around there, his orders were law. Yes, when he told us anything to do, there was no questions asked. We knew that's what he wanted done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was. He was one of the best fathers any bunch of boys ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever had a better father and mother than we had, we children. But when he said no, that was no. If he said yes, it was yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't no ifs and ands about that.
Well, I guess if you had 14 kids.
Yes, I will say it this way.